This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Campaign season, a lot already happening in Rivers State between yesterday and this morning. There's been quite a few concerns for many people, especially if you're in the camp of the APC. And, well, there are talks of an explosion and various reports have been coming out. The APC saying, well, indeed, there was one explosion. The police saying there was no explosion, but there was some sort of feud between two factions of a community where the campaigns were held yesterday. And I think a more detailed version of that police statement also mentioned the fact that, well, certain officers have been instructed to look into the situation. In fact, to be exact, the statement said that the Commissioner of Police had directed the DC State CID and OC Bomb Disposal Unit to investigate and confirm whether the rumors are correct that indeed an explosion occurred at the venue of the APC rally and governorship campaigns in Port Harcourt. Now, prior to this time, the APC had had a campaign in Echir as well, where many said the crowds were bought. And afterwards, we heard the closure of the venue for that APC campaign, which has brought us to begin to ask these questions. So today on the show, we'll have a conversation around all of these issues. And most interesting even is the suit against the former transport minister and the governorship candidate of the APC, Tony Cole. My guest this morning is the spokesperson for the APC in Rivers State Governorship Candidates Campaign Council, Sogbeye Eli. You're welcome and good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Rivers.
Thank you for coming on very short notice. I know I just stole you very, very late yesterday because we felt we needed to have a clearer picture of what is happening. Let's start from what is most pressing and most trending, and that was what happened yesterday. Many questions have been going around. Some people saying, oh, we didn't see video footages. Some people even questioning the comments by the party spokesperson who said, oh, somebody had surgery. And then, but the campaign went on afterwards from what the police said. What exactly, you were at the venue, what exactly happened?
Well, first and foremost, it's a tragedy of grand proportions for River State to wake up in the 21st century to see this high level of backward politics, political intolerance to the point where the Constitution is willfully abused and trampled upon. It's a shame. And then going further to imagine that people can conjure tales of denial. Moreover, the Commissioner of Police, if I listen to you very well while you're making introductions, I did say you had instructed or ordered the DC operations and the State CID to investigate.
The State CID, the DC State CID, and the OC Bomb Disposal Unit.
To investigate, right?
Yes.
They have not done investigation. The same CP is the one that had denied the use of the IEDs. So you don't deny, and then go ahead and order an investigation. You make that statement you made as a product of a clear investigation that's been completed. I would not want the police to have the speed of light, the capacity to investigate such matters. That's what had yesterday. So I want us to have this clarification on this issue before we go further. A bomb explosion went off as the introductions were being made at the commencement of the rally.
That's another
thing. Don't worry.
There's a video I saw. I just want to bring a video I saw this morning, not confirmed yet whether it was from the incident of yesterday. And then the questions that we had coming out of it was the sound that was heard in the video were sounds of gunshots and not bombs.
First, the IED went off first. If you listen intently, the IED went off first while the recognition was still being made by the MC, then followed by that crackling gunfire. All right? You know what I tell you to these things? If you're bold enough to commit a crime, then be man enough to own up. That's what terrorists do. they strike you and they tell you, we did this.
Mm.
Now, hiding under political fake braggadocio, macho man, to attack your opponents because you cannot stand with them toe-to-toe to distill issues. And you resort to guerrilla tactics of attacking campaigns. We'll go to a chair, you go and seal a private grounds. First, you have sealed every opportunity for us to exercise our rights under the Constitution and Electoral Act to campaign publicly as allowed by law. And we'll go on the private property, you go and seal it up.
Mm.
So if you can do that, what is wrong with people when they say that place could not be attacked? It's attacked. Now, those who did that should be bold enough admit we did this. Elsewhere, people have a cause to protect. They have a cause to fight for. And they believe in it. They stand by it. In South Africa, when the struggle against apartheid was at its peak, people came out and formed groups in the ANC. They had the Mokoto Wesizwe, known as the Spear of the Nation in English, a bunch of young men, youths, who said they must fight. And for every attack they launched as a counterattack to the apartheid regime, they owned up. You had the Mau Mau movement in Kenya. These are revolutionary struggles. So if you have a cause to fight for or defend in politics in the contemporary era that we're living in, if you think the APC had done you one evil or the other, you come up only and speak out. Yesterday, our governor candidate, Tony Cole, had challenged openly. In fact, offered to pay for the candidate for the PDP to come out and let's have a debate, speak to reverse people. That's what civilized politics is about.
The last time I had the PDP spokesperson here, we're putting together a debate, and I asked him if the candidate of their party would be available for a debate, and he said yes. I'm pretty sure you would say the same if we're asking for you, candidate of your party, to be available for a debate.
I won't go without saying it's a natural thing.
So I would just use this opportunity and tell all our listeners now to get on Facebook. We have 7 candidates left, and we're asking for top five that you want to see in a governorship debate. We had the whole 15 and you picked 7, and we're saying pick 5 out of the 7. So get on Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter and let us know which of the 5 governorship candidates in Rivers State you'd want to see in a debate. Quickly, your comment or your statement yesterday point fingers towards the PDP. What's the proof?
The proof is simple. Everybody knows Victor Ihuon, former mayor of Port Harcourt.
I don't.
Former mayor of House of Assembly. I said everybody, and I say so advisedly. If you do not know him, too bad. Rivers people know him. And he belongs to one political party called the PDP.
Okay.
Everybody who knows Rivers State very well also knows Orwell Ihunda. We made a mistake in the typo when we issued that statement. It's not Orwell Ihunda.
Okay.
His own is Orwell Ihunda, the sitting mayor of Port Harcourt. He's a member of the PDP. Now, those two gentlemen.
But they are the venue of the APC.
Of course,
rally.
In the morning when the APC arrived, while we were still doing some decorations in the morning, those are the two who are found there. They are not members of the APC. They're not from that my own community.
So because you found them
excuse
there.
Excuse me. Even in law, have what they call circumstantial evidence. They are not from that community. They are not members of our party.
But he's the local government chairman.
No, hold on.
He's the mayor of Port Harcourt.
Hold on. That is the traditional grounds. It's a community grounds. And whatever we did in that ground had no business with him. We related with the CDC of the community. Yeah. Right? And the law does not say he's a supervisor. Even the executive orders that gives him powers, all right, has nothing to do with traditional playgrounds. They have nothing to do with that, please. All right? So, what was he doing there?
Traditional playground. I want to understand this because you're from a legal perspective now. The traditional playgrounds are situated where? Within his jurisdiction, aren't they?
For God's sake, if a law is explicit about a particular thing, you don't interpret it otherwise. When a law makes express mention of your name, the interpretation is about you, no one else. Indeed, executive orders that empowers him.
Mm-hmm.
Albeit unconstitutionally.
Yes.
All right, to limit the rights of political parties to campaign in this state. None mentioned playgrounds. They talk about schools, talk about public facilities owned by the state government. Right? Not private chattels, not private properties. international grants in community property. Forget that Port Harcourt has expanded a solid open wage community. All right? First as a community before a state came, before a government came. So let's be clear on these issues. And that's why we have traditional rulers of communities that are in office and have no term limits. They are in office for life, except the community dethrones them. The occupancy of the occupation, rather, of the throne they sit on is for life, except the community does otherwise with them, where there is maybe some kind of gross misconduct. The tenure of a king is not tied to time, per se, unlike that of a local government chairman, a governor, a councillor, a president, as the case may be, who are elected to public offices, right? These ones, they call them natural rulers.
Yes.
So all of those things that are appurtenances to the office, including traditional grounds, are not where you go and exercise your political excesses. You don't do that.
Now, you said you went to the venue of your campaign and saw these gentlemen that you
mentioned. I arrived in the morning, they were with policemen.
Is that enough reason to say that the PDP could leave behind?
Please, Andrew, can we take this seriously?
But we are,
excuse me.
If you say you saw them there, what were they doing there?
Excuse me, we made our points.
How did they relate to the incident?
We made our points clear, and we're not about retraction, putting the retraction. They are not members of the APC.
So they shouldn't
be
there.
Hold on. That morning, we had a business to do there. Now, if you're not a member of the APC, you have no business there. We did not call people walking by on the streets. Two police vans are stationed at the entrance. Did you call out the police? Did you call out the police? Now, somebody made an attempt to lock up that gate. You know, you had a story where they said, the police said there was some dispute between CDC members.
Yeah, we're going to come to that, but since you brought it up already.
No, listen. That is funny. Now, every crime leaves a trail. If the PDP can try to stop us in many other areas via executive orders, if the PDP can go ahead and seal, a PDP chairman or council can seal a private property that was used for an APC rally, then what can the PDP not do?
We'll get to what happened in the chair, but first, let's finish with this. Now you're saying the CDC, you paid for this venue to be used. The police statement says there was what happened was some sort of altercation between factions of the CDC. Is that the situation?
And you believe the police?
Well, they are the police, and they put out a statement.
Can they tell us? Can the police come clean on who these factions are, and when did this other exist? And have there been incidents before, now, before that yesterday, where these factions have we documented evidence of statements made by these factions of the police? You know, the police job is not a frivolous job, for God's sake.
But payments were made for you to use that ground to the CDC.
That's not in contention. And if they have any local issues, they can sort them out. But it's not for the police. It does not lie in the mouth of the police to make that kind of pronouncement. Because if you take the police to tax now, you find that there's no documented evidence. Nobody lodged a complaint to the police.
Because ordinarily, one would think that for the police to say this would mean they had prior knowledge of the fact that in that community, the CDC had these issues.
That's not correct.
And so you also, while making payments, were completely aware that there was no sort of faction in the CDC of that community.
Andrews, as I speak here, between last night and now, 12 hours have passed. Do you have any evidence of anybody, any community person speaking in the manner the police have spoken? Yeah, the journalists investigate. The police, commissioner of police, who is the highest police officer in this state, came out to say, no IED went off at the rally. Now, the party spokesman, Darlene Timuju, spoke yesterday and said people had shrapnels in their legs. Five persons were called. We have the names, right? People were treated by medical doctors who have reports. And somebody comes up and says it doesn't happen, it never happened. And the same person going out to order the DC operations and say CID, be bomb disposal units to go and investigate. You put the cart before the horse and you want us to take you seriously? So if the police can bungle that major thing, what else can they do? Somebody's trying to do a cover up. I was telling them to come clean. The police cannot afford to be a party in this issue. We expect the police to exercise maximum neutrality. Look, it's a road I've walked before. I don't want to walk that road again. We had a commissioner of police in this state called Joseph Mbu, who became more than a police officer and became a terror in the flesh of the government of the day. We know what Rivers suffered. We do not want that again. The highest respect of the police is exercise maximum restraint.
So your position is the police is not correct when it says that
the police cannot say so until they conclude the investigations. Mm. You cannot say so until investigations are completed.
Okay, but if you're on Facebook, we have a question up for you. Many have preached against electoral violence, and that's the call is we do not want to see violence throughout the electoral process up until the elections and even afterwards. But when these violence happen, people point fingers mostly to political leaders. Now, we're asking you to tell us on social media, should it beyond political leaders? Should the followers also be blamed for electoral violence? Let us know on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We'll be opening the phone lines to hear from our listener before we go on with the conversation. 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. Just so you know, it seemed to be in Edo State there were also attacks. The PDP claimed to be have been attacked in Edo State as well during his rallies. The APC also claimed to be have attacked in one other state. I want to be exact. If I could, besides River State, there was another report that came on this morning about these attacks. Now, with these attacks happening and with the kind of politics we practice in the country, for many people, the concern is it's easy to point fingers. The concern of safety of followers now becomes a problem because you are going to continue with your campaign, of course. And the police in a statement said it ensured that you went on with your campaign at the venue for yesterday and provided the needed security so everything went on smoothly. But then there will still be concerns as to the safety and welfare of people that would join your campaign train. Are there plans to manage that? If you can just let us know that in a few minutes before we go on a commercial.
Yeah. The duty to protect lives and property principally lies with the police. It's a constitutional duty. Constitutional. The Police Act makes no exceptions to it. So for political rallies and political parties, again, the Electoral Act gives a role to the police to protect peaceful rallies, peaceful assembly of Nigerians. It's our right to be protected. The police must protect us. They have no choice. Mm. So, whether or not these actions are political in nature or not political in nature is immaterial. The job of the police is to protect the life and property of every Nigerian.
Okay.
And every citizen living in this country. Now, for the police to deny, maybe police might also deny that these persons who are wounded.
Let's go on a commercial. When we return, we'll find out your confidence in the police ahead of the election and what happened in Echi. Stay tuned to Nigeria Info.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we still have here with us in the studio the spokesperson for the Rivers APC Governorship Candidate Campaign Council, Sobeya Eli. And we're looking at the incident that happened yesterday. One thing is clear, many questions. And Mr. Eli, you've questioned the comments by the police saying, how would the police put a position when it hasn't finished its investigation, which is one. And another important thing you raised was the presence of the PDP members at the venue of the campaign before you even started the campaign and talked about attempts to even shut down the venue and alluding to the fact that, well, the statement from the police about the CDC having factions might not be completely true. You're concerned about the police and you saying that the police has the responsibility to protect life and property, which the police said, it did the best it could yesterday after the incident to ensure the campaign goes on. You still have more local governments to go to campaign. And you would need the police to be present. Now that you're questioning the position of the police on some of these matters, how confident are you going forward for other campaign rallies that you're going to have?
Of course, our confidence should be eroded when the police does not limit itself, all right, to a constitutional role.
Mm.
The police ordinarily should be commended for stepping yesterday. Of course, they were duly informed about the rally before it started. So the police ordinarily should be commended. But where incidents such as had yesterday arose, and the police goes ahead to make denials thereof. Something that you saw with the two Kuro eyes, had their own ears, and then somebody in authority who should be diligent with his work and exercise maximum restraint and neutrality goes ahead to make statements that are not products of an investigation. It puts your trust in that system in doubt.
It says you had no issues with any other political party, the statement from the police. But what's the possibility, and you says the PDP, isn't there a possibility that any other political party could also be behind this? If, let's say we're taking your words.
And Andrews, we're not here for speculations. If the police says a thing, we'll leave it on them to prove.
I'm asking you the same thing. Rivers people want to know. It doesn't look like we're making claims or speculation. What is the facts that you, your party and yourself would present to say, this is by this is what makes us believe or see that the PDP was there?
Excuse me, sir. Were Rivers people don't to know ourselves? Is this the first time having the democratic elections in this country?
But saying this because you're a lawyer. Evidence.
That's the reason why I should respect my opinion here. I'm not playing politics here. That's what they call antecedents in common English. That's what they call precedents in law. The PDP has this character. Have you ever seen any governor anywhere just stand up to trample on people's rights to campaign? For God's sake, what is democracy? Government of the people, right?
Mm.
By the people and for the people. So that by the people means the people must participate in the margins of that government, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it's stifle popular participation howsoever, what does that suggest you to be? What does it suggest that kind of person to be? Now, we're saying that even this dispensation is an offshoot of what happened in the past. In this same state, the Supreme Court ruled against relocating tribunals from Abuja back to this place because of violence. In 2015, the Supreme Court is not some high court. The records are there. So we're saying that, look, it's not a path that we've not passed before. We know it. We know the antecedents of people. And so if the police wants to have a proper policing of the system, then the police must show extreme. Now, let me tell you this, so I won't forget. If the PDP had a rally anywhere and there were incidents, naturally, the figures would point at us. We were the rivals.
Two, in other states, it happened.
No, I'm talking about Rivers State now.
Okay.
Two, because we control the federal government, the police is a federal agency. So the reverse should be the case in Rivers State. But we're civilized people. We respect the rights of Rivers people to choose their leaders. It's not weakness.
But you just mentioned the police is controlled by the federal government.
And I'm telling you, that's why we have a right. In the case of the PDP in 2015, they used it against us. When our governor, our leader moved from the PDP to the APC, hell was let loose here, with the police leading them from the front. The police sealed assembly complex when they planned to uproot the speaker by force, failed. The police planted an armored personal carrier there at the gates. It was not open until May 29, 2015. The assembly had to sit outside. We got to have the facts. And nobody can deny the facts. And we're simply saying here, look, we have a federal government under our control. The police is a federal agency. So if anybody should abuse the powers of the police, it should be the APC. But we're not doing that. And we're telling our PDP brothers to take a cue from us. we respect the right of Rivers people to vote leaders of their choice. They should respect that right too. Rivers people have a choice to make, and that choice must be made unhindered, unfettered. That's what the law says. So if I have a government that's elected by the people truly, chances are that government will be accountable to the people.
But it's going to be word against word, because I interviewed a member of your party, I think that was Tony Okocha, if I'm not mistaken, who alluded to the fact as well that while he was working under the former governor, former minister of transportation, the APC also used various means that were not legal to try and suppress opposition. And, well, like everybody would ask at the time, where are your facts or evidence to show? Because it becomes word against word.
Did you ask?
That was what he said at the time.
Excuse me, did you ask Tinokocha why he should not be arrested for that statement he made? Did you ask him?
Well, he's a member of your party.
No, you should ask him.
Well,
that if you're an accomplice to a crime and you did not report to the police, you did not resign from that government, and you come on radio to say it, you should be arrested.
All right, I'm pretty sure.
No.
I'm not saying we should go back to that I'm pretty sure the principal at the time, who was the governor of the state, could have also arrested him. Yeah, or could not, if he has anything, that's correct.
Andrews, you're not getting it. That is the call official secrets, right? Everybody in the public office swears on oaths. Okay? So, if you're in office, why do we have former presidents taking the International Criminal Court of Justice at the Hague? Why do we have that? They have immunity while they're in office. But when they leave office, their past catches up to them. So Tony Okocha should be arrested.
That's what I'm saying. He's a member of your party. So if he made that comment and it's...
I'm not here to define who Tony Okocha is. He was chief of staff government house under Richmond Michi, right?
Mm.
Good. If he comes to the public and tells the world that, look, why do my government did that, he did that, get him arrested. He should be arrested. If I'm calling the Commissioner of Police, arrest him. So you will provide evidence and pay for that crime. But we are not here to joke with the democracy we fought for. This democracy took lives, remember? Nigerians toiled, and we don't joke with it.
And exactly what we're saying. You would ask that he provides evidence and not just because he says it.
Listen. The job of asking to provide evidence is not mine. Instead of defending him here, maybe you're not fooling my track. You called Tony Okocha and he said he's a member of the APC, right?
I'm only liking the situations. I'm saying, you are saying now.
Andrew, can we have this conversation publicly directed?
Listen,
let me land this point. I would have ordinarily jumped up to defend Tony Okocha because he called the APC, right?
Mm.
I'm not doing that. So that's suggesting to you. I'm saying here that for Tony to come on air to say his government, the government has served in this so illegality to suppress opposition, it should be called to account for it immediately. It should be arrested.
Okay. What happened in Eche? They said that the APC bought followers, that the crowd was not real, that they were bought. And we had buses from other places arriving at the venue. And the idea is people who are from there would not be using Indian buses to arrive at the venue. Let's start from there. And the fact that, well, after your campaigns, the venue you used was sealed up. I don't know if any reason was given to your party, but I'm sure. Was that facility paid for to be used? Did approval come for you to use that facility for your campaign?
He didn't ask me why I'm laughing. You should ask me why I'm laughing while you're talking.
May you tell us.
It's amazing and very, very amusing. I mean, this is comedy, right? Or some clowns are here to entertain us. First, you tell the world APC doesn't exist in Rivers State. This story has started from 2014, 2015. My friend, those days, Samuel Wandosuke, used to say that we exist on billboards in Rivers State. But for nearly 8 years, they have turned Rivers APC to a new shopping ground with state funds. They buy our members. For nearly 8 years, they're buying people from billboards. You say we don't exist in Rivers State. We hold a rally in Eche and tell the world we bought people from outside, and then you go and contradict yourself for some childish propaganda. Our candidate for governor, Toyinka, was on the stage and then turned around and was looking for our candidate for House of Reps for Eche and Muma Federal Constituency, Chief Honorable Ephraim Wozi. I said, Where is Ephraim? He's somewhere, he's sharing something. And then the PDP misconstrued that the mini was sharing 200 naira. To people you brought from another state, how much you transport in the state, even within the state. So let's assume that they have a point. That they will brought people from outside the state to populate our rally. You pay them 200 naira, does that make sense? We'll see live feeds from PDP rallies. People wear colors and troop into rallies from different LGAs and post on social media. They're not from that LGA. Have you seen us complain about that before?
But that's the accusation they're making for you, too. No, that listen, the people listen, for the HA listen, campaign rally were not listen, from that LGA.
Please, can you listen? Have you asked the question? Have you seen us complain about their own strategy before? People should face issues, for God's sake. They have a candidate who cannot speak to reverse people on issues. They don't have a manifesto. Our candidates, at the inauguration of this campaign council, launched his manifesto, a public document, on what are the key areas he will focus on. They should put that on the table and let reverse people determine. Those are the issues. Not what I do in my campaign. In any event, if you think we brought people from outside, what is the point in going to seal a private property? That property belongs to Chief Ifri Muzi, member of the House of Representatives and candidate for the same office in our party. Does the executive order capture private property? If I give my house to my friends to use, what's the business with that? That knee-jerk reaction was emphasized what? Bully tactics? Or what? So see, we have gone past that stage. If the PDP is not frightened at the strength and surge of the APC and the quality of candidates who are presented, they will not be doing what they're doing.
All right, let's open the phone lines. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. You're listening, I'm sure you have questions that you want to ask a guest or contributions you want to make. Well, 070-0923-0923. Please be very civil and direct to your question. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, Femi Andrew. My name is Godspar Igwe. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay, Godspar.
Let me greet you, people, and let me go directly to the point of the attack yesterday. Femi Andrew, I am not from Port Harcourt, but I was at around that town area yesterday. At, I think precisely NUJ, from there I went to Duke. Personally, I am very, very, very sad with Nigerian police. The rush with which they came up with that statement, attributing it to community struggle. Jesus, where does it happen? I am shedding tears for Nigerian police. Are they under a spell? What is our CP doing? Something of this sort, in less than 7 hours, they came up with such press statement, deceiving the whole world. Well, let me conclude by saying, Yenso Wike should not leave government with blood of Rivers people following him. Let Inspector General of Police, Director of DSS, Federal Government of Nigeria, wait into Rivers State. Yenso Wike want to cause bloodshed in Rivers State.
No, I think that would be out of place. Sorry. I think it would be out of place for you to mention the name of the governor and say he is going to cause. No, that would not accept that. And it's the reason why I've asked that be civil with your contribution so you do not make comments that could be seen as very... maybe sentimental or personal, but then please don't. You can't say that the governor is behind what bloodshed or whatever in any ways. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mufasa is my name. I want to greet your guest. Well, Andrew, you see, speculations, assumptions, and contradictions will be completely unhealthy, especially, you know, in the life and time, you know, of this political, you know, season. Now, why did I say so? Yesterday, it was all well in Uwo. Today, it's now all well in Uwo. But let's leave that for the guests to, you know, to ponder on that. I have two questions for him. One, he said there was an explosion, okay? And when your report was going on, when you played extract on your news this morning, even as they were talking about it, you could see music playing in the background, which means as the explosion is going on, as they claim, they were still jubilating and junketing. Now, you ask a very vital question about safety. Assuming there is an explosion, 10 media radios from that establishment,
It would not be wise for your for the person in charge of that establishment to immediately pause every activities and begin to take people to safety. That is one. Then secondly, just recently, the chairman of his party, Chidimeka Beke, alluded that there are elements within the APC who are working against the success of his party. Is it not possible that APC members who are not in support of their governorship candidate is instigating crisis within their party? These are my questions for him.
All right, okay. Thank you very much. We'll just take one more call before you respond. Nigeria Info, good morning. Yeah, good morning to you. Hello. Okay. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, good morning. It's me, Andrew.
Morning to you. Go on.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Nathan Barry Sunday.
All right, straight to the
I'm
point.
Coming from Bowie. Yes, it is very disheartening with the charade, political thuggery, and political brouhaha showing up in our democratic system. It is very simple. For me to hear that the police was stationed at that venue, and yet what happened, the police cannot give detailed information to reverse people, and they are telling us we have to investigate. Well, I don't know if the city in River State is well equipped to take care of the security situation in River State. Because the several attacks that have happened up to date, even when the one that has bigger coverage, faces have been shown, nothing is left to show about. All they come up with is we are investigating. Whatever happened to me, Baba, up to date, what did they come up with? They come up with frivolous.
All right, I think you made your point. We don't have a lot of time. Thank you very much, Litambari. You made your point. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
We can hear you. Go on.
Thank you. Okay, my name is Prince Ocheni.
Okay, go ahead. Hello, Prince.
Nigeria Info.
Yes, you are. Go on.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity. Good morning, Mr. Sheriff. Good morning, Mr. Sheriff. Okay.
This is Andrew speaking.
Hello.
I'm pretty sure it's got it mixed up, who is speaking with or what he wants to say. But let's get your reaction quickly because we're running out of time.
Yeah, I almost laughed when Musa started throwing these questions. That gentleman raised similar questions while we were here. Last time, I remember. See, we're not here to do politics. Lives of people are at stake. The Nigerian lives, the Rivers lives. Our duty, whether as media or as police or as government to protect those lives, is a paramount duty of everyone, particularly the government. It's in the constitution. So when events happen, people should put on their humanity. The English poet John Donne wrote that when someone dies and he heard the bell toll in the cathedral, do not ask who the bell tolls for. He said it tolls for thee. For a part of you, you're a part of humanity. Every death diminishes you, right? That's the end goal of everybody. Everybody, every mortal must go to death to exit this world. So when people's lives are threatened, it behooves on us to show our humanity by expressing concern. Political interest is ephemeral. Whether you're governor or president, one day you leave the office, for God's sake. Now here we are. The people have a will. And why the people have a will, the strongest army cannot match against them. We are determined to hold our rallies as allowed by law. So when those introductions are being made and that shot was fired, we recall quickly what happened in Okrika in February 2015 at the same governorship campaign, then Dakou was a candidate. Dakou put aside. Just when introductions are being made like that, recognitions. One man was moved down to PDP, now Risky Mirela was speaking, or BM 73, she has gone to PDP too, was speaking, or had the first shots. I was sitting in the front row, about 2 seats from the governorship candidates. Dynamized a throne. We left the scene. It was on live TV. A correspondent of China's TV, Charles Iroka, was stabbed in the neck. A policeman was shot dead in the state. Vehicles are burnt. My friend, Michael Ogolo, now a PhD, his regional HSC was burnt. It's incinerated to ashes. Now, that was in Okrika in 2015 campaign rather. So, we paid the price. Yesterday, what happened in Port Harcourt would have continued that same way. But the people resisted. Maybe because it was very close to police station too. All right, so the corner of the area. So the rally went, so when people come and ask questions, whether it's also meter radius. Okay, if the intention was to throw the dynamite, so we'll run away, so we'll abandon the rally. So we don't speak to the reverse people. Of course, that was the intention. Terrorists all over the world have a cause. I said that at the beginning. They are bold enough to own up. Paul and Musasa should tell their friends, whoever is a coward that threw that dynamite and is denying is a coward.
Are you insinuating that if people would treat are terrorists?
Listen, I just said terrorists who have a cause to fight, right? I did some work on terrorism.
And that's what I'm saying.
Because LLB level. I'm saying that
based on the example you're making,
you can separate revolutionary causes from terrorism. If you think you have a cause worth the while, you don't hide under the sheets. You come out and say, this is what I present. This is what I want. Now, if you're a criminal, you hide. And when people are estranged your criminality, you don't go out and don't ask questions. People have a life to live. If you attack that life, they have a right to reply. All right?
Okay.
Robert Greene warns us, if you meet a man who is pro-violence, you don't go and speak poetry with him. You speak language of violence, you understand. Robert Greene. Now, we're simply saying this.
Let's take this call first before you, so you just morning. Wrap up. Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name, please?
Good morning. If you're me, Andrews.
You're welcome.
My name is Blessed Famalo. I greet the APC council, campaign councilman that is with you.
All right, go ahead, straight
Let
to the point.
Let me tell you fire that is on the ground. So far, the Gwisa State government make the announcement of Order 21 and Order 22, which is not stand. And they are basing on that. So I'm appealing to former governor Rifaste Rotimi Chibike Amaechi to come out, to give people order. Whoever may consent to come and attack them for the campaign venue, the person should come with the gasket. Because this time around is Operation Fire for Fire.
We're not preaching that, and that's not what we're calling for. We're trying to see how violence doesn't occur and not to respond violence with violence. Already out of time, 1 minute left. Another important thing that we'll need to get a quick response to is the suit that's been filed again against the former Minister of Transportation and the governorship candidate by the River State government. What's the position of the party on that?
Hocus pocus. I've said it before, it sounds full of sound and fury. The PDP government reversed withdrew that suit in October 2022. All right? On clear grounds, the matter was uninvestigated. In Nigerian law, you don't proceed on criminal trials without police investigations. Between October 2022, and now, at the result of court, nothing has changed. So what they're doing is a charade. Playing to the gallery, pretending something's happening, not is happening. The civil cases have collapsed, for instance. In the next couple of minutes, the appeal court will be giving judgment on the dual citizenship issue.
Let's go on this commercial. Right? Afterwards, you wrap up. Stay tuned.
Are you a smart and intelligent lady with experience as a accountant officer? Are you that self-motivated lady with good communication skills who can work under pressure? You stand a chance to work with us as an accountant officer. Applicants with experience of accountant software shall be of advantage. Simply send your CV to employmeph2023@gmail.com and we shall contact you. The email is employmeph2023@gmail.com.
I know say everybody getting time, I don't go lose faith. I say they hustle every day, I'm more, I don't look face.
now.
Getting a good HMO that works perfectly for my staff was a hassle. I decided to try Reliance HMO. I registered all 100 staff in 5 minutes. I have access to 24 hours responsive helpline and an account manager that helps me with whatever I need. My staff loves the access to the gym, spa, dental care, and hospitals. I will recommend Reliance HMO any day.
Visit reliancehmo.com/corporate or call 0700-7354-2623. Reliance HMO. You can rely on us.
You receive a message. You want to share with your family before you forward them.
Wait,
check the message again before you share it. Make you check if not true. Make you try to confirm before you share that information. Brother, sister, papa, mama, make you confirm. Make you try to confirm before you share that information. Brother, sister, papa, mama, make you confirm.
This message is brought to you by WhatsApp.
Our country one better,
Nigeria one better.
Go do one for us.
Yes, so people of Nigeria, they jolly for the better when one shall for we country. So as they ready to put Asiwaju Bola Tinubu as the next president of Nigeria, I ain't get the experience where he go fit you stick make our country better, people of Nigeria. But this and many other better things when in don't bunkulize. It good make we all vote Asiwaju Bola Tinubu for president of Nigeria. Kashif Shettima as vice president. Vote APC.
Are you with me though?
Wait. Remember our guy, Femo? What a character.
Yes. Remember his usual 50 naira for 1 hour bundle on YouTube.
As in, he always knows the latest hits and bangers.
Yes, so even his comedy and series game is top notch.
Remember his nickname now.
Mr. Do It On Your Own. And also his come and see how to be this and that. Bros is well rounded.
Ada, come and see how to be a fashion designer.
Get 1 hour of YouTube video data for 50 naira and 3 hours for 130 naira on the MTN network. Simply dial *131*8*1# today. There's YouTube data for everyone on the MTN network.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
All right, we have just a few seconds left. I'd love my guest just give his final words on the suit and other matters before we go. A few seconds. Mr. Eli.
That's a suit. It's good the way it went there our time. It's set up to blackmail and intimidate our candidates for governor. It must fail. If the government is serious about what they're doing, they had all the time in the world in 8 years. They didn't do it. Well, 4 years, 4 more months ago, and nothing before the police investigate, so what's the time left? This candidate is on the ballot. He will be elected by reverse people because they like him. They trust him. He has shown capacity. He has understanding of what the issues are.
Okay.
He's going for a sector that will be of help to reverse people. No distractions will stop us.
All right, thank you very much, Sabaya Eli, for your time.
Thanks
have a great day with the rest of your campaigns. My name is Afia Miandra.